Somebody who leaves his wine in a wagon or in a boat, and the guy is there with the wine, and the straw went off down a small path, leaving the guy alone with the wine, nechnas lemedina berachas mutter. Or the Yisrael went off into town to go to a bathhouse. In such a case, the wine is mutter, and since the Yisrael did not tell the guy how long he is going for, the guy will be afraid to open up the barrel and be menaseh with the wine to an avodah zar. Im hodio shehu maflim. But if the Yisrael lets the guy know that he's going off for a while, and he leaves the guy alone with the wine, kedei sheyistom beyistom beyigov. If the place that the Yisrael tells the guy he's going to will leave the guy enough time to poke a hole in the cover of the barrel, be menasek the wine, and then close off the hall and let the seal dry up. In such a case, the wine would be usher, as maybe since the guy knows the Yisrael is not coming back for a while, he will be menasek the wine to an avodah zar. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer kedei sheyiftach v'yigoyf v'tigoyf. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel argues, he holds that we're not afraid that the guy will poke a hole in the cover of the barrel, as it will be noticeable when he seals back the hall. Instead, if the plate the Yisrael tell the guy he's going to leave the guy enough time to break off the whole cover of the barrel and to make a new cover and seal off the new cover and let that seal dry, in such a case, the wine will be usher. Hameniach nachri bechanut. Somebody who has his wine in a store and he leaves a guy alone with the wine in the store, apo pishu yotze v'nichnas mutter. Even though he is in and out, he's not there the whole time guarding his wine, still the wine is mutter, as the guy does not know exactly when the Yisrael is coming back, so he'll be afraid to be menaseh the wine. Vim hodio shu maflik. But if the Yisrael leaves the guy alone with the wine in the store and tells him that he's going away for a while, kedei sheyistom v'yistom v'yigo. If the place in which the Yisrael is going to leave the guy enough time to poke a hole and be menaseh the wine and then seal it off, it would be usher. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer kedei sheyiftach v'yigoyf v'tigoyf. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says that he would have to leave the guy enough time to break off the whole cover, make a new cover, and reseal it. Now, the reason why the Mishnah brings us three cases with the same achlokas is to tell us that even though we already saw in the previous Mishnah that when the Yisrael and the guy are bringing wine from place to place, that if the Yisrael goes away without telling the guy how long he is going for, that the wine is mutter, we still have to tell us this case of where he left the wine in a wagon or a boat with the guy, that if the Yisrael doesn't tell the guy how long he is going for, that the wine is mutter. As we might think in a case where the wine is in a karam or a sfina, that the wine would be usher even if the Yisrael doesn't go away for a long time, as the guy might not be afraid that the Yisrael will come back any time, as maybe he can take the karam or the sfina somewhere else so that the Yisrael can't pop in and he'll be menaseh the wine, even so the Mishnah tells us that the wine is mutter. And we also have to know the case where he left the wine alone with the guy in the store, that even in such a case, if the Yisrael does not tell the guy how long he is going for, that the wine is mutter. As we might think in such a case, the wine would be usher, as the guy could lock up the store with himself inside with the wine and be menaseh the wine, and he won't be afraid that the Yisrael will pop in at any moment. Since the store is locked, it will be hard for the Yisrael to get in. So therefore, the Mishnah tells us that even in such a case, if the Yisrael does not let the guy know how long he's going for, the wine is mutter. Masechet Avodah Zarah, Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey, Hayoichu Ima Al Shulchan. If a guy was eating in the house of the Yisrael by the table of the Yisrael, and the Yisrael left an open pitcher of wine on the table and another open pitcher of wine on a small table similar to a coffee table, and the Yisrael left the guy alone with the wine and went out for a short time, the wine on the table is usher, since the wine is right in front of him, he probably touched it, but the wine on the coffee table is mutter, and since there was also wine on the regular table, it's most likely that he touched that wine, not the wine on the coffee table. But if before the Yisrael left, he told the guy that he can pour himself a drink, in such a case, even the wine on the coffee table is usher, as since the Yisrael specifically gave him rishut to take some of the wine, he would feel right at home, and he might even have taken some of the wine from the coffee table. If the Yisrael left a guy alone in his house with open barrels of wine, in such a case, the wine is usher, even if the Yisrael left for only a short time. But if the barrels of wine were sealed, in such a case, the wine is only usher if the Yisrael told the guy that he's gone far enough away to leave the guy enough time to break open the cover of the wine and to pour some of the wine and then to make a new cover and reseal that cover and to give time for that new cover to dry up. This is in accordance with the sheet of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel that we saw in the previous two Mishnayos, Rabbanan would argue, just like they argued in the cases that we saw in the previous Mishnah.